The first reading today, as we hear the continuing saga of the prophet Jonah, we have to be able to recognize a couple of rather tragic points. First of all, Jonah is angry that God didn't destroy the city of Nineveh. 120,000 people live there. And the problem is that when Jonah went in and preached, the people believed him. They repented. And so God didn't carry out the destruction. And Jonah was angry. Rather than rejoicing in the repentance of these people, he was angry that they didn't all get killed. You stop and say, what's the problem here? God asks him, do you have reason to be angry? Well, so then Jonah heads out. He goes out to the country, builds himself a little hut. One night, a gourd plant pops up. Jonah thinks this is great. He's got a little bit of shade. The next day, the gourd plant dies, and Jonah's angry. Not angry about the fact that 120,000 people lived. He's angry about the fact that he doesn't have shade for himself. See, this is our human problem. If somebody else is suffering, well, that's kind of sad. But if there's a little inconvenience for me, oh my goodness, the world is coming to an end. Or as Jonah said, I'd be better off dead. Really? Because you didn't have some shade? Because a gourd plant died, you'd be better off dead? Now again, it's easy to point a finger at Jonah and say, what a baby. What a wimp. What are we dealing with here? Until we stop and look at our own selves and say, are we really much different? We have to remember, and I know I pointed this out before, but every single prophet that God raised up came from the desert, except one, Jonah. Jonah didn't come from the desert. Jonah came from a place where it was much more lush and much more green, had much more water. In other words, in a state like ours, where we have 20,000 lakes, lots of water, lots of green, life's pretty easy. Oh yeah, we can say, oh, but the winters in Minnesota. Yeah, the winters in Minnesota. Life's pretty easy. Think about living in the desert. Not in the modern situation, like going down to Phoenix, where they've got all the water being pumped in and everything. I mean living out in the desert, where there isn't water, where there isn't food, where nothing grows. Life is not easy. And you'll learn that you either depend upon God or you die. Living in a place like ours, yeah, the water's there, plants are there, animals are there. There's a lot that we have. And on one hand, we'll say, well, yeah, we have to depend on God. I mean, the water could be gone or the plants could be gone. It's like, yeah, we kind of sort of rely on God a little bit. But not like they do when they're living out in the desert. And that's why Jonah is such a wimp. He never learned to rely on God. He was used to the conveniences. He was used to life being relatively easy. And so when it was suddenly a little bit inconvenient for him, he's angry. He's whining. Now stop and ask yourself about all the people you know in Minnesota and ask, how much different is that from us? Not much. We whine about everything in Minnesota. We can talk about Minnesota nice, but the anger that's underneath it is pretty awful. The lack of forgiveness, the holding of grudges, just like this. We're not much different, are we? And so we need to learn, and rather quickly, to be dependent on God. Our society, even for those who do live out in the desert, our society doesn't depend on God. Our society depends on money. Our society depends on power. Our society depends on position, whatever it is. We're dependent on that stupid computer and on the internet and all these different things. I mean, stop and think for a minute. What would happen if the internet went out? What a gift it would be. But think of the panic that would go through people. I remember when they decided they were going to shut things down a couple of years ago. I pulled into a store and there was a line that literally wrapped all the way around the store and across the parking lot. And I thought, oh, forget it, I'll just go to a different store. Until I realized that it wasn't about the store. There was a liquor store that was next to the store, and that's where the line was. Not for food, for booze, because we can't live without it, and of course our governor decided the same thing. Only things that are necessary have to stay open, and that included liquor stores. And that included places that sell marijuana, because this was necessary. We can't live without it. How pathetic have we become? Really think about that. We close the churches because we don't need God. We obviously don't need the Holy Eucharist. We obviously don't need Jesus. We don't need the worship of the Lord because somehow that's not necessary. But drugs and alcohol, well, can't live without those. Gotta have them. So whether it's a gourd plant or you fill in the blank, the liquor store, the car, the phone, just fill in the blank. What is it? What are we going to be angry about? Because we have a right to be angry. About what? How about trust in God? How about put the focus on the Lord? Again, most of you are old enough to remember when we didn't have cell phones. We actually lived without them. Remember? There was a day when there wasn't an internet. And none of us panicked because we didn't have an internet. We had never even heard of it because it didn't exist. And now we think we can't live without it. And we need to look at this. Or when I was over at St. Agnes, we had a priest from Ethiopia who was living with us. And he came from a monastery in Ethiopia. He had never seen a microwave oven in his life. He had never heard of a microwave oven in his life. And he had a parish that he would go to, and one day the microwave oven in their, the microwave at St. Agnes broke. In our kitchen. None of us cared, except the poor guy from Ethiopia. He literally drove over to his church and got the microwave oven out of their church hall and brought it over because he could not live without the microwave oven that a year previous to that he had never even heard of existed. So again, look at these things and realize what's really important? what's really truly necessary. Oftentimes not the things that we've made important. What's really necessary, our society says isn't. And what's not necessary, our society says is. We've got it all upside down and backwards and inside out and everything else. So it's a good thing to look at. Learn from Jonah. Because like I said, he's the only prophet who didn't come from the desert. And most of us didn't either. And so we live in a lush area with lots of water. Life is relatively easy. So any inconvenience, we think that the world is coming to an end. It's going to get real inconvenient pretty soon. What are we going to do? We can sit around and be angry and whine, or we can trust in God. Those are the two options. What really is important?